Abram pergi dari Mesir menuju ke selatan Mundia dan istrinya dan segala kepunyaannya dan Lot bersamanya.
Chapter 13. And Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him, into the south.
Abram sangat kaya akan ternak, perahu, dan emas.
And Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold.
Abram meneruskan perjalanannya mulai dari selatan sampai Betel, ke tempat dia mendirikan tendanya mula-mula, yaitu di antara Betel dan Ai.
And he went on his journeys from the south even to Bethel unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning between Bethel and Hai.
Tempat dia mendirikan masbah untuk pertama kalinya. Di sana, Abram memanggil nama Tuhan.
Unto the place of the altar which he had made there at the first, and there Abram called on the name of the Lord.
Lot, yang ikut bersama Abram juga memiliki kawanan domba, kawanan sapi, dan tenda-tenda.
And Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks and herds and...
Sehingga negeri itu tidak cukup lagi menampung mereka untuk hidup bersama-sama. Karena harta milik mereka sangat banyak, mereka tidak dapat tinggal bersama-sama lagi.
And the land was not able to bear them that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together.
Lalu, terjadilah perselisihan di antara para gembala ternak Abram dan para gembala ternak Lot. Pada masa itu, orang Kanaan dan orang Seris mendiami negeri itu.
There was a strife between the herdmen of Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle, and the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelled then in the land.
Abram berkata kepada Lot, "Aku mohon, jangan sampai terjadi perselisihan antara kamu dan aku atau antara gembala-gembalaku dan gembala-gembalamu sebab kita ini bersaudara."
Abram said unto Lot, "Let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we be brethren."
Bukankah seluruh tanah ini ada di hadapanmu, pisahkanlah dirimu dariku. Jika kamu ke sebelah kiri, aku akan pergi ke kanan. Jika kamu pergi ke sebelah kanan, aku akan pergi ke kiri.
Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. And if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left.
Lalu, Lot mengarahkan matanya dan melihat seluruh lembah Yordan yang terairi dengan baik, di mana-mana seperti taman Tuhan, seperti tanah Mesir ke arah Zoar. Keadaan itu adalah sebelum Tuhan membinasakan Sodom dan Gomora.
And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar.
Jadi, Lot memilih bagi dirinya sendiri seluruh lembah Yordan, dan Lot menempuh perjalanan ke timur. Demikianlah keduanya berpisah satu sama lain.
Lot shows him all the plain of Jordan. And Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from the other.
Abram menetap di tanah Kanaan, sedangkan Lot menetap di antara kota-kota di lembah itu dan memindahkan tendanya sampai ke Sodom.
Abram dwelled in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom.
Namun, orang Sodom itu jahat dan sangat berdosa terhadap Tuhan.
But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly.
Tuhan berkata kepada Abram setelah Lot berpisah darinya, "Angkatlah matamu, dan dari tempatmu berdiri ini, pandanglah ke arah utara dan selatan, serta ke timur dan ke barat."
Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, "Lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art northward, and southward, and eastward, and westward."
Sebab seluruh tanah yang kau lihat itu akan aku berikan kepadamu, dan kepada keturunanmu untuk selamanya.
For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever.
Aku akan menjadikan keturunanmu seperti debu tanah sehingga jika ada orang yang dapat menghitung jumlah debu tanah, keturunanmu pun akan dapat dihitung.
And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered.
Munlah, jelajahi tanah itu menurut panjang dan lebarnya, sebab aku akan memberikannya kepadamu.
Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee.
Setelah itu, Abram memindahkan tendanya dan tinggal di dekat pohon Tarbantin Mamre di Hebron. Di sana, dia membangun mazbah bagi Tuhan.
Then Abram removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord.